The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is a new week. It is a Monday. Thanksgiving behind us. Time for Money Monday here on The Answer with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. Josh and I host the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show that airs at 7 p.m. Friday and re-airs at noon on Saturday. A great way for you to access knowledge and wisdom about your money and saving toward retirement. Josh is located in Lewis Center. That's where Aptus Wealth is located. Check it out, just a little north of 270 and 23. You can set up a free consultation by calling his office at 614-917-1040 or at aptuswealth.com. So, Josh, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and you're ready to dive into a little money talk that we get into every week?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's what I read this morning in USA Today. They say that one quarter of non-retired adults in the U.S. have no retirement savings right now. And the idea behind it is, you know, better get started. We're at the end of the year and people kind of take stock of things at the end of the year. So one of the things that we've talked about on the retirement show that we do is taxes. And people don't really think much about tax planning when they think about growing their investments. Explain why tax planning is important and what a difference that that can make in what people have to invest in retirement.
Yeah, you know, taxes are something that no one I meet with likes, but yet most of us have to pay, at least in some capacity. Any way we can save money on taxes really adds to the bottom line. I like to say that taxes saved is no different than interest earned. And, you know, fortunately, the government gives us a whole bunch of tax code that allows us to save money every year, and many of which people simply ignore and don't take advantage of. For example, just a couple of easy ones. You know, IRA contributions, both traditional and Roth IRA contributions can be done every year by most Americans unless you income your way out of those, which means you have a 401k at your work, which means you can contribute to your 401k. But all of these things enable you to put money into them pre-tax. In most instances, the money is growing tax deferred, which means all the gains that you have every year, you're not paying taxes on either. And then it gives you the opportunity to do tax planning later on. Now, whether or not a Roth IRA or traditional IRA makes more sense for you is something that, you know, we can tell you in our office. But there's HSA plans, which is health savings accounts, which allows you to put money in pre-tax. Ultimately, all of these plans, what we're trying to do is, rather than having them run through our W-2 and then we get taxed on them and there's, you know, kind of is what it is at that point, it enables us to claw back and get some of that money back that was taken out on our paycheck.
You know, we're coming up on Christmas, Josh, and I'm thinking of parents and grandparents who may want to ingrain in their children the idea of savings and even super long-term looking at retirement. Can parents or grandparents start an IRA for a kid? I mean, I know my kids love to get online and shop on, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all that kind of stuff. It seems like a couple of them anyway. Once they get a little money in their pocket, they're looking for a way to spend it. They're not looking for a way to save it. But do you find that to be something that parents and grandparents are looking at as an option to sort of ingrain an idea of savings at an early age?
Yeah, if they're not, I think they should be. And the answer to as to whether or not they can or can't is kind of a maybe. If the child is making money, meaning let's take my son, for example, he works at a local restaurant. He makes income. Whatever he makes, I have the ability to contribute to a IRA or Roth IRA on his behalf. And for young children, Roth IRA makes all the sense in the world. They don't really have a tax liability to begin with. You might as well get them on the path to that tax-free future, which we've talked about the benefits of Roth IRAs many, many times. So, for example, if he makes $2,000 this year, and he, of course, takes his $2,000 and goes and blows it, but I want to contribute to a Roth IRA, and I say, you know what, I'm going to put in $100. No problem. I can put in all the way up to $2,000. So maybe, just maybe, as we live in this unbelievably generous society of giving kids that don't really need much really significant presents, mm-hmm. maybe we put half of it away for them and spend the other half on a gift.
Josh Pick is our guest. He's with Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center just off Route 750, and they offer you the opportunity for a free consultation. Learn about your money, about where you are in retirement, savings for retirement. Learn about their strategies. It's a free consultation, 614-917-1040, or you can set it up online at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. So let's go to someone who hasn't, they're in that group of a quarter of non-retired people who haven't started saving for retirement, and they're looking for someone to help them. This story that I'm looking at recommends a fiduciary, and that is, I know, a term you've used on the show before. That is what you are. Tell people what a fiduciary is and the importance of looking for somebody who is a fiduciary and is bound by what that means.
Yeah, simply put, a fiduciary has to do with what is in your best interest. And this may sound like splitting hairs. Oftentimes, you hear a lot of jokes, and you've seen commercials. You know, your broker was a DJ last night, and now he's a broker. How does he know that much? Long story short is, a broker only has to do what is suitable for you. Well, suitability is kind of a funny thing. That could mean that you live in Florida and you need tires for your car. And, you know, as long as the tires fit your car, they're suitable for your car. So they could be snow tires, which would make no sense whatsoever. And the fear there is that the broker is doing what's maybe in the best interest of them commission-wise versus what's in the best interest of you. Fiduciaries, on the other hand, increase schooling, increased requirements, have to do what's in your best interest. So that whole example I just gave about the, you know, the snow tires in Florida just simply wouldn't be in your best interest, so they wouldn't be allowed to do it. So not begrudging brokers. It's been, you know, business has been that, done that way since the beginning of time, but I believe that well-built fences make for great neighbors. You know, the fiduciary side is a pretty well-built fence that points them in the direction of doing what's best for you.
Josh Pick with Aptus Wealth Management is our guest. He has a YouTube channel where you can learn a lot of these concepts on a time schedule that's maybe more conducive to retaining it. You can stop the video. You can pause it. You can take notes. You can replay it. You can sign up for his YouTube channel at aptuswealth.com, aptuswealth.com, or go to YouTube and search Josh Pick Finance on YouTube. Okay, so when you get a fiduciary, do you get someone who has access to investment opportunities that the average person doesn't have if they think they're qualified to manage their investments on their own?
In short, yes. You know, for example, I had a client in my office the other day, and I've been talking a lot on our weekend show about how great CD rates are. And make no mistake about it, CD rates comparatively to what they were 15, 20, even 5 years ago are unbelievably great. There is a strong byproduct that's good for you in the way of interest rate hikes. However, I told a client, they said, you know, hey, I have this CD that's at PNC Bank. I can see it right here on Schwab and TD Ameritrade. But they said, we already bank at PNC. I'll just go over to PNC and get it there. I said, no problem. Go do it. It wasn't available to them. The moral of the story there is the CDs that we have access to are kind of placed in large batches through huge institutional money platforms like Schwab Institutional, TD Ameritrade Institutional, et cetera. So, yes, we have access to things that you don't have to, that you don't have. Similarly, though, there are investments that you probably couldn't gain access to because the minimums would be so high. And the way that they look at our book of business is they kind of aggregate everything together. So let me give you an example. We have several investments that have, you know, $500,000 minimums. However, if you do them through our office, some of those minimums get dropped all the way down to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. So they bring them in range for some people that would have been far out of range. Now, what's the advantage of that? Well, there could be significant advantages in the way of, you know, tax advantages, just overall performance, fee structures, et cetera. So there are some significant advantages not only in what you can get, but what you might have access to that you couldn't have gotten just because of minimums through working through a fiduciary.
That makes a lot of sense. Josh Pick with Aptus Wealth Management, our guest. Get a free consultation by calling his office, 614-917-1040. In about the 30 seconds or so we have left, Josh, there's been this rule over the years, the 4% rule, and I'm not even sure what it is, but I've heard a lot about it. Explain it for me, and also, is it still in effect in these inflationary times?
Yeah, you know, when I started in the business way back in the late 90s, it was the 6% rule. And ultimately, the 4% rule says this. If you take only 4% of your money out every single year, then adjusting for inflation, you'll never run out of money for the rest of your life. That's been under a challenge here as of late, and some people are saying it's a new 3% rule. I believe you can still do 4%. I can show you mathematically how that's true. I just think you have to have a heck of a lot better plan, and you can't be shooting from the hip like maybe you could have 10 years ago.
Makes sense. Very volatile time with inflationary pressures and this looming perhaps rail strike. Get control of your finances. Get the peace of mind that I've gained by being a client with Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center just off Route 750, 614-917-1040 to set up your free consultation. Or you can do it online at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Josh, we look forward to seeing you for the Friday show, and hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
You as well. Thanks, Bruce.
I always look forward to Josh coming in because, I mean, honestly, I just learn so much. I find money interesting. I mean, you've worked hard for your money. Why wouldn't you be educated about how to grow it? He can help you do that. Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.